This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Jay Willer joins me live in studio. He is the Executive Vice President for the Blue Ridge Area Home Builders Association, online at brhba.org. How are you, sir? It's good to see you.
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I ran into you at Whole Foods today, and we started talking, and I'm, Jay, you got to come on the radio and talk about this.
Timing is everything.
It is indeed. Yeah, it's a small town. That's one reason I love it.
There you go.
Y'all are doing something to do with treehouses and playhouses. Is that right?
We are. It's the Builders Association, and we want families to get involved in building. So we're sponsoring, the first time ever, a treehouse playhouse competition. You can build whichever one you want. You can build it however you want. We hope they're funky and interesting and diverse and not perfect. We will judge them at the end. We want everybody to build their houses by August 14th. We will judge them. There'll be prizes, awards. We're not quite sure what, but we want to make this a fun event to get adults and kids. Doesn't have to be your kids. Doesn't have to be the kids' parents, but adults and kids working together.
And a treehouse or a playhouse,
right,
can enter the competition. Is there separate categories, or it's just the one winner?
We're going to kind of wait to see what we get.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, how many nominees we get. There's an official registration form. There's no cost to it. But the kids and the adults have to sign this contract to say we're going to build this house by August 14th. And assuming they finish that, we'll come judge them and declare some winners, very much like we do in the fall for our parade of homes for real home builders. We want to have a little party for treehouse and playhouse builders.
Yeah, well. And there's all sorts of prizes for the winners?
We hope there will be. We've got we're just kind of working that out as we go. This is the first time we've done it, but we're trying to solicit some prizes. Had a lady call us recently who does face painting, and she wants to donate an hour of her face painting time to three different winners just to make it fun. Let them have a little open house party for their treehouse.
Now, ideally, the kids are involved in the construction, design and construction process.
We hope so. It's open to kids of a fairly broad range of ages, and there are some dangerous parts of building, but we hope the kids get involved certainly in the design and the planning and the what do I want part of it, and then watch things as they go along, help when they can, hold a board here and there, probably not put their hands on a power saw, but you know, it is that there are lots of things kids can do. And years ago, I built a playhouse for our goddaughter, and she had her favorite tools that she'd bring me when I asked her for them. She knew what those were, and so I'd say, Jetty, I need the screwdriver, and she knew exactly where it was because she'd been playing with it, and she'd bring it to me when it was an appropriate time. It was a great experience.
Yeah, I can remember back in the 70s helping my dad. You remember back when you used to buy just like a cargo van and you used to buy these kits to fix it up inside with lights and chairs?
Yep.
And he did that. We bought this big, huge, empty cargo van and spent day after day when he got home from work, day after day, you know, week after week, totally overhauling it into this really beautiful, deluxe, a 70s van with all sorts of, you know, seats and lights and carpeting. And and I helped him on that. We had a good time with this. Now, speaking of your playhouse, I noticed you have you brought in some pictures.
Right.
That you this is really something. This is pretty fancy. And this is a playhouse that you built with some friends.
It's up in Maryland. It's with her parents. Part of the fun of it was for my goddaughter, and she was 5 at the time. Her parents and my wife and I spent evenings talking about what this should look like without her in the room. She'd gone to bed. And 4 adults just thinking about, should it be a castle? Should it be a fort? Should it be a Cape Cod? Should it be a bunkhouse? It kind of ended up a Cape Cod bunkhouse combination. We built it so that after she was done with it, it could be a garden shed, and it still is being used. She's now a junior in college, but it's still being used as a garden shed. But she just enjoyed every minute of being, that was her house.
Well, this is definitely the summer then for the folks here in Central Virginia. If you've ever been thinking about building a playhouse or a treehouse, this is the summer because The Blue Ridge Area Home Builders Association is going to have a competition. And you also, if you participate in the competition, if I read this right, you can get discounts on your supplies.
Better Living and Blue Ridge Builders Supply out in Crozet both said they'll give you, I think, a 10% discount if you buy your materials from them. They'll help you think through what things you need. But we want people to build this as to whatever capability they have. It doesn't have to be perfect. Kids don't expect perfect, but just make it as fun and interesting. We include, if you email us at treehouse@brhba.org, we'll send you back a package of information. It's the sign-up form. It includes some safety guidelines, things to think about. Check if you live in a housing subdivision. Check with your subdivision to be sure it's okay. Keep your neighbors in mind when you're building it. Don't dig holes for posts to support part of your treehouse without checking with Miss Utilities to be sure you don't cut your television service while you're building your treehouse. So, and some other things about safety and design and adult access, even though it's for kids, just so if something happens, adults can get into it, things like that. So we want to be as helpful as we can be, but we want people to be as free as they want to be in what it actually looks like. And then we'll come judge them.
Jay Willer with the Blue Ridge Area Home Builders Association sponsoring a competition this summer, the 2010 Treehouse and Playhouse Competition. And Greg is on the line in Albemarle. Greg, thanks for your patience. And he's got a very, very good question for you. Greg, go right ahead. Oh, let me ask you to put on those headphones. Hold on just one second so Jay can hear the question. This is something I've wondered about before. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, this is Greg. I know that, I built a 12-by-12 shed in my yard. It's not a playhouse, but it could be. But I was under the impression that you basically have to get a permit, and then if you get involved in wiring or anything, you've got to go through a few more hoops. You got setbacks and all kinds of issues, at least in Albemarle County, to do some projects. And I'd just like to comment on that.
Sure. I'm told in Albemarle County that because it's a playhouse, a treehouse, you don't have to do that. For a shed, you would. Presumably, a playhouse probably isn't going to be 12-by-12. And probably isn't
a pretty big playhouse.
Probably isn't going to have plumbing or electricity in it. Yes, if you get to plumbing and electricity, then you certainly do need it inspected. Those are safety questions, and we should obey that. But I'm told we cover five counties, and I'm told in all of them, for a playhouse or a treehouse, you don't have to. But if it's the right question to ask, if you're thinking maybe I am going to build something bigger, or wouldn't it be fun to run electricity out there, certainly check, because those are things that we don't want you to get stopped in the middle of it. We want this to be a fun project, not a criminal one.
Greg, you ever build a big treehouse?
Yeah, years ago we lived in Johnson Village in the city, and poor Mr. Bruton lost some material. We built treehouses all over the woods.
Those are usually the best kind with found supplies.
And that's why we're emphasizing, make it as funky. Kids get more pleasure out of that kind of cobbled together something than something that's perfect and has doors and windows and that are all plumb and square. Make it as fun as you can. Use materials you find. Maybe don't borrow them from a construction site. Go to the Habitat store and find things there.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of ways to do it that'll make it more fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Well, sometimes the best treehouse can just be like a deer stand, just like a little flat thing up in the tree is some of the best fun I've had as a kid.
Yeah, we used in some of our promotion a tree fort kind of like that over on Squirrel Ridge Road that was just some uprights and a floor and a little fence around the top of it. And two families worth of kids have played in that so far.
Yeah.
And kids don't necessarily see or need something very elaborate. It's the fantasy part of it that the kids enjoy as much as...
I'll tell you, we're talking with Jay Willer of the Blue Ridge Area Home Builders Association, and they've just joined us. They're sponsoring a competition this summer, the 2010 Treehouse and Playhouse Competition. You can get more information online at brhba.org for Blue Ridge Area Home Builders Association. When I was a kid, I'll never forget, fifth grade, I was totally captivated by the idea of a treehouse because I had visited a friend who had this incredibly elaborate treehouse that his dad built in the yard. I mean, the thing was huge and had the ladder you could pull up and a bucket you could lower down.
Sure.
In my mind's eye, it was just magical. So I get home and we got woods in the backyard and I'm thinking, I want a treehouse. And I asked my dad every day, can I have a treehouse? Can you have a treehouse? And he was so busy and doing other things. And, you know, he just didn't have the time. And I don't think, looking back, he knew the first thing about building a treehouse. So he was a little bit intimidated when your kid comes to you and says, I really want a treehouse. And you don't know how to do it. You just sort of, well, you know, we'll do that later. I don't have time. And he doesn't want to say, you know, I don't really know how to do that. I'm sorry. But so I got some wood and I don't know where I got it, but I went out in the backyard with a ladder. And I nailed a huge piece of wood into a tree and said, this will be one side of the floor. I sort of saw it in my mind's eye that I'm going to go ahead and do this myself. After I put that one piece of wood in the tree, the next thing you know, my dad is out there figuring it out. And he built, having never done it before, he built the best treehouse. And I played with that thing for years. I mean, it was great. I mean, he just needed a little push, I guess.
And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make that push to say kids and adults, again, doesn't have to be parents or children of those of the adults, but get kids and adults together to do that kind of creative, fun, hands-on, working side-by-side process. And It can be a lot of fun.
And and again, you get discounts at some of the building supply stores for your supplies.
Better Living and Blue Ridge Builder Supply.
If you're participating in the competition.
Just tell them that you're participating in this competition. They'll help you out. Go to the libraries. There are lots of books with plans if you're not sure. One of my favorite parts of getting ready for this was just to go on the internet and pick whatever is your favorite browser and look for pictures. And just it's a show me tree houses. And you get all kinds of images.
Oh, yeah, there's some pretty elaborate ones out there. People living in them.
some elaborate ones and some just kind of, you know, a board nailed into a tree and something that looks kind of like a floor that isn't level, but who cares? But that's the creative fun part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's it called? The form you fill out to sign up in this competition, that's available online, right?
It's available through our website, or if you email treehouse@brhba.org, we'll send the package to you. It has the form. It has some guidelines for safety. It has some material lists. We can send you, if you want, a set of plans for a kind of standard treehouse or playhouse, but we're trying to encourage people to be as creative and safe, follow the guidelines, but to make it a fun, just get involved in it, roll up your sleeves and
have fun, and who cares if it's perfect.
Yep.
Kathy's on the line. Hey, Kathy, how are you?
I'm fine. You know, you're talking about tree houses and anyone is good, but you as a liker of Oldies But Goodies and Disney, Swiss Family Robinson.
Oh, yeah, there was a tree house.
Oh, my God. I watched that over and over again trying to figure out how I could make that. We made a fort instead because we were afraid to get it up in the tree, but that's my favorite tree house.
Oh, yeah. Good call. I'd forgotten about that one.
But this is your chance. You can build it now.
I know. Mm-hmm. I don't have a tree, though. I'm going to have to find a tree because we used to own 200 acres, and now I don't. My dad did. So we built a fort and ended up leaving it too long and crawled in there one day, and there was a snake in there, and that was the last time we went in that fort.
Both of you are perfect examples of, as adults, you still smile and laugh when you think about your treehouse or your tree fort.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're trying to get to.
Kathy, thanks for the call. Great. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Coy.
Bye. There you go. There's Kathy, and the lines are open, 977-1070, if you have some treehouse memories. Now, here's something I'm thinking about, Jay, real quick. This is an opportunity if a neighborhood group wanted to go in on this, and you had a bunch of families that say, hey, we want to build a deluxe treehouse for all the neighborhood kids, and we're going to all make this a community project, you could certainly do that as well.
Sure. If you have a common area in your housing subdivision or something where, you know, you... Again, go to the board first. Don't just start nailing things to a tree that you don't own. But it could be a collective group of people in a neighborhood, in a community, in a, you know, we're just the neighbors, but you have a tree. Would you mind if we put something on your property?
Yeah, maybe somebody just says, "Hey, let's use our yard. We got a great tree, and what a perfect time to build a treehouse." Anne is with us. She's in Earliesville. Anne, you got any treehouse memories?
Well, we have a living treehouse in our backyard now. It's actually a formerly broken tree that we started to add to back in 1985 when our kids were small, and now our grandbabies are playing in it. But we kept raising the sides as the kids got taller to keep them from tipping over the edge. And it is one of these very simple things, but has all sorts of contraptions that keep getting added as the grandbabies play with it, which is just loads of fun.
Oh, that's great.
It is absolutely a living project, and now you've got the second generation building their memories about it.
Yeah, we have swings hanging from underneath and all sorts of stuff in there, so... You've given me good inspiration to add on a wing.
Fantastic. enter it in the contest. We'll come put the whole thing in the process.
There you go.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Ann. Appreciate it. So we're talking with Jay Wheeler of the Blue Ridge Area Home Builders Association. Again, and the number there is 973-8652. 973-8652. You can get more information online at brhba.org. Before we let you go, I have to ask you just the situation right now with the regional home builders. I know this Great Recession has really hit some of our long-term senior builders really hard. It's run some folks out of business, and you know, both the realtors and the builders, and you know, all the tradesmen and women who depend on that industry. Everybody hit really hard. Is what's the latest on that? Are we seeing any signs of improvement, or is everybody still just holding on?
We're starting to see improvement. The market seems to be stabilizing, maybe finding the bottom. I hate saying it that way, but you know, it's a very dynamic influx market. But the builders who are still there are holding their own. They're doing well. It's a very positive group of folks. They love what they're doing. They have a lot of commitment to it, and they're making their own adjustments so they can stay in business and look down the road to say, we still want to be building quality homes in the Charlottesville area, and we're going to be here.
So, yeah. And there's also some exciting things. I mean, the Gleason downtown is nearing completion. The big, beautiful building. And I actually got a sneak peek inside there the other day at a couple of the new condos. They're gorgeous. I mean, they're still putting them together, but oh my gosh, the views, and they're going to be just stunning.
This is such a, you know, wonderful place to live. And the views, the amenities, the services in this community, and again, quality builders are going to continue to give people a place they love to live in.
Jay Wheeler, he's with the Blue Ridge Area Home Builders Association. They're sponsoring the first annual Treehouse and Playhouse competition. Get more information and get involved with your kids from all across the neighborhood at brhba.org, or you can call Jay and his team over there at 973-8652. Thank you, Jay. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll take a quick break, get a Market Watch update. I'm Coy Barefoot. This is Charlottesville Right Now.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.